Did you feel that you were affected by the Troubles, or did you feel that it just kind of passed over you?
Well, you got used to it. Enjoyed the Troubles in a way.
How did you enjoy it?
Enjoyed it because it was a bit of activity. It's Armagh in the news, oh great Armagh in the news, a bit of a buzz about it. There's a bomb in Armagh, oh great, let's go and see the destruction. Oh, somebody was shot, oh good, let's go and see the blood. So I enjoyed the Troubles, a bit of excitement.
And was that, do you think, a sort of general thing amongst your generation or?
Well, I don't know, you're a similar generation.
But I mean, I suppose amongst boys.
I think boys are the buzz, yeah. I don't think growing up people were aware of it being a problem.
Mm.
You know, because it was just your life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm odd, great now for Armagh was in the news. Oh, great.
And what about when you reflect back on it now? Do you think that it did affect your life?
Well, I'm just aware that I've got just started university, he's not home at 3:30, 4:00. But even at Queen's, everything stopped at 11:30.
Mm.
There was no nightclubs.
Mm.
People didn't go down the town because everybody lived around Queen's.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, people didn't walk up and down. You know, and actually, it was kind of hard to imagine until you get, oh gosh, that whole row is this restaurants and people go out at night and there's nightclubs in Belfast. It wasn't an hard day.
Mm.
And going to Queen's meant you went to Queen's and you stayed up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, looking back now, of course, your lives was all very different.
Mm. And do you think that people who didn't grow up in that kind of environment actually understand the nature of what went on or not? You know, people like you know here, do you think they have quite a different view of what it was like?
Yeah, people wouldn't understand. You know, it's a different life. Time. Mm. So people don't understand, though. People don't understand sectarianism, tribalism, and
even though it clearly exists in places like Glasgow and.
Well, they would, yeah, but people here wouldn't, people I'm supposed to be wouldn't.
Mm.
You have to be careful, mind your P's and Q's, because my. It did mark, but everything, life marks you, life changes you. Mm. I see myself as. You know, I was shaped by it, and I would call myself just interesting. I mean, I'd call myself sectarian in the sense that I, you know, lived all my life working out where people were, and it wasn't so you could go and kick them, but it was kind of you knew, so then you'd know what to say to them, and so you wouldn't go up and talk to a Protestant about Gaelic football or going to Donegal for your holidays.
Mm.
Or doing Irish, or going to the Gaeltacht or something.
Did you ever find a situation where you got it wrong and ended up?
Yeah, very rarely. Very
rarely. And what sorts of strategies did you use for figuring it out?
Discipline and eyes.
Mm, really?
No, not really. No, it was. I think it was looks, everything, attitude, excellence in. But I don't have the ear for it
so
now.
Tell me.
There would have been, you know, Catholic ways of speaking, Protestant ways of speaking, and names and dress and papers under their arms. Throw a ball at somebody, see what they do with a football. Names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear you right away. You're very quick, you pick it up very quickly.
And presumably people would of you with a name like
that. Oh yeah, people know right away. Yeah.
And what about in terms of where they lived?
That's right.
Was that also a marker for you?
Well, it seemed I knew the geography of Armagh.
So tell me a bit about what that would have been at that time.
Well, they just knew. Well, Foley was all Catholic, Ballymena was all Catholic. You got to listen to Dillon, he started Protestant. And I knew it and understood it and felt it on that road. You know, I'm now in Protestant territory. And then there was, of course, around the 12th, there'll be Neiman Jackson House. And then I remember thinking, because then Catholics bought a house near. There's an Orange Hall down beyond Listen and Dill, and a Catholic bought a house beside it. And I was Catholic house. You know, I remember thinking this was strange. And then several Catholics built it, but this was, and I actually understood it. Oh, you're moving into Protestant territory. So I understood it as in a real sense of geography. And then we brought up in the Troubles, I was fascinated, though, so and so has disappeared from, you know, the whole section, you know, somebody would be killed, oh, that's retaliation for that, that's the Protestant area, near the Catholic area, mm-hmm. that's whatever. You know, well, then more easily, you know, the Falls and the Shankill and East and West Belfast. Mm-hmm. So I had a, oh yeah, I mean, I was very in touch with sectarianism.
Mm. Do you ever feel threatened yourself in the situation that you got into?
No, not really, no. I didn't put myself in the situation.
Mm.
But name calling our man out again, and was ever frightened? Not really, no. But I never went into, you know, I remember exploring the Shankill on a Saturday, and that was actually a brave thing to do, because it was in trouble, so if you were stopped, you might be at risk, you know, but I'd go and explore. Just walk quickly, you know. But that was actually kind of a daring thing to do,
mm.
you know, go into somebody else's territory.